The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I'm still with you, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Please, peace be with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. So it was really many, many weeks ago that we acknowledged that we were dust, and to dust we would return. There were the 40 days of wilderness, and the excruciating sadness of that last holy week. Did he really wash our feet? Did we really turn away from him? Deny him? And then the emptiness of that tomb overwhelmed us. But not the women. The women knew and remembered what Jesus had said and went off and shared the good news. Remember? Today, we begin again, starting with Psalm number 104, reminding us that in creation, God was breathing life into the chaos, naming and claiming each of us, every living thing, as good and beloved. Now it is the Holy Spirit breathing new life into all of us together. All of us together, just as it was that first Pentecost day. No longer individuals seeking, but rather a community full of God's love. And now we recommit ourselves to being God's stewards, God's beloved community. It was never about being safe or secure or predictable. God sent his only Son to turn his world on end. Again and again, there were prodigal sons and there were daughters anointing his feet, foreigners and aliens joining in to share their part of the story, and languages were multiplied. Hebrew scripture come to life in Jesus's life, only not exactly the way they had expected. Death and resurrection. None of it was the way it was supposed to have been. except in the gathering. Sometimes there were just 12 there with Jesus. Sometimes there were 5,000. And now all these people gathered in Jerusalem, so many. Remember? And there were the disciples waiting in the upper room as they had been told to do, waiting for what God would send them next. Someone called the advocate, whatever that was. And outside, everyone was gathering for the Jewish Feast of Weeks, which is called Shavuot. It had been over a week since they had seen Jesus last, when God lifted him up. Remember? And now, suddenly it is beginning. It's happening again, a new beginning. Today, you no longer get to sit sedately in your pews. If those 12 had sat sedately in that upper room, there would have been no church. I don't know where we'd be today, but there would have been no church. But they didn't. They went out at the sign of that wind and the noise that was going on, and everybody heard it, not just them. Everybody heard it and came to see what was happening. And they went out and joined in the mystery that was and still is the Holy Spirit. A new community gathered there. Can you see their incredulous faces that day? Can you hear the cacophony of voices and languages? Once you felt the Holy Spirit, you can't ever go back. You can't ever undo that reality in your life. No one can. And you look for the Spirit everywhere from that day forward. And God did it with fire and words. Just like in creation, God spoke words, foreign and yet understandable words, into this chaos through the power of the Holy Spirit. We hear these words all the way through our service every single Sunday. We say them as if they were just like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But we can't do that. That's why we do Pentecost every single year, to remember this gift of the Holy Spirit. So this week I found a poem that actually makes this real, that gives the image a little more reality than sometimes we're willing to give. And I'm going to read this poem in English for you. Listen, let's remake the world with words, not frivolously, nor to hide from what we fear, but with a purpose. Let's, as Wordsworth said, remove the dust of custom so things shine again, each object arrayed in its robe of original light. And then we'll see the world as if for the very first time, as once we gazed at the beloved who was gazing at us. Jesus and God are always there gazing at us. But so is the Holy Spirit. Remember? Today we begin to breathe together, and all of creation is blessed by our breathing together, by this amazing, grace-filled Holy Spirit. This is a blessing we cannot speak by ourselves. This is a blessing we cannot summon by our own devices, cannot shape to our own purpose, cannot bend to our own will. This is the blessing that comes when we leave behind our aloneness, when we gather together, when we turn toward one another, as if our lives depended on it. This is the blessing that blazes among us when we speak the words strange to our ears, when we finally listen into the chaos, when we breathe together at last. However God's Spirit comes to you, to us, it breaks down barriers, welcomes outsiders, reconciles the separated, and energizes our spirits. And in this Pentecost season, where is it that you will go to hear and see what you cannot hear and see on your own? Where will you turn your ears, your eyes, your heart, your mind to perceive the presence of the Spirit and the path which it is drawing you towards as a community? It's really important that every church today, no matter denomination, find these holy places intentionally. I promise you, it will be absolutely time well spent. And those are the times that we will walk out and share the good news of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.